Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let us know what you're doing today, what you think. At Marks Reese WIP, 888-729-9494. Text line as well. I'll make sure Ben goes on and look at some texts. Same number, 888-729-9494. Who would you rather play in the NFC Championship game, we asked you? 55% right now are saying the Cowboys, Ike.
Crazy.
It's a tough question. It's a tough question because I just want to, honestly, I'm rooting for the Rams because I want the Cowboys dead and done and out.
Yep.
I don't want the possibility of anything happening after that. I couldn't handle it.
Yep.
Now, if they do win and the Eagles win, then it's going to be a hell of a week. But again, oh my God, I'm going to say it. So that's the first question. Really the second question, because the first question is, when you're thinking about this week, what's the attitude? What's the pick? That you're picking the Eagles to win because you love the Eagles and you're going to pick the Eagles to win no matter what, or you're picking the Eagles to win because they're the better team and you honestly believe they're going to beat the Saints, or you don't think they're going to win at all? 60%, Ike, 60% are admitting that they're picking the Eagles to win because they're Eagles fans.
Yeah.
23% are like me. Mm-hmm. Eagles are winning on Sunday because I have confidence they're winning on Sunday, like you.
Right.
And then 70%, almost the same, are picking the Eagles to lose.
So basically you have 77% of the people who don't really think the Eagles are going to win.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. And you know what? That's, if you were being, if you did this nationally, that's what you would probably get, right?
Right.
Right? You get three quarters saying lose and the other saying win.
Yep.
Very interesting. Vote at Marks Reese WIP. All right, let's see what a Cowboy fan has to say. Sam in Delaware. Oh, hey, Sam. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I'm actually rooting for you guys because I think the easiest path to the Super Bowl is if we win and you guys win, because I think if we got to play the Saints up there, Dallas would lose, and I think if you guys got to play the Rams at the Rams, they would lose. But I also think Vegas has a lot to do with it as well, as far as what the best rated games are. So depending on what happens tomorrow, if Kansas City loses to the Colts, you're going to have Dallas and Eagles in the NFC Championship game. Book it, because they can't get a rematch with the Chiefs versus the Rams. So it'll be an epic week. Go with it, and we'll see what happens.
So hold on,
and
what are you saying? They're going to fix the outcomes?
Yeah, for ratings. Think about it. What would be the highest rated NFC Championship game?
So how does that conversation go down when they're going to fix games?
What do you mean? How does it go down?
Well, I mean, how does it happen? You're saying they're going to fix games. Are all the officials in on it?
No, the first game tomorrow is going to dictate the way the playoffs are going to go. If the Colts beat the Chiefs, which could really happen.
I agree there.
They're going to have Colts and Patriots.
All right.
All right. So I will dictate that.
All right. Well, for your sake,
we beat the Rams, it's going to be us versus you guys in the NFC Championship game. Right. Trust me. Okay.
Okay. Well, here's the thing: as long as the Cowboys are in it, it's going to get a great number.
Exactly.
If the Cowboys and Eagles are playing,
it's going to get a good number. Of course, it will.
It's going to get a bigger number than the Saints, just because I think Nick has more of an appeal, but I mean,
I don't know.
What are we talking about here?
Drew Brees here.
We're talking about 40 million or 41 million?
Right.
Or 41 million regardless?
Yeah. Yeah, Cowboys versus Drew Brees isn't some sort of ratings killer.
It is not. It's a great game. That's for sure.
And here's the other thing.
Yes.
While Nick is a great story and the Eagles are a great story, Drew Brees is a great story as well. So it's not like they don't have storylines to sell with Drew Brees.
Well, he's right about the Colts. Uh-huh. And not that wouldn't be a good football matchup to have, but with you have Andrew Luck. It's not the sexy matchup that some of the other teams.
Oh, would it be the Colts and the Chargers?
Oh my God! Even with the LA market, they're not really interested in. Well, they may be now. The LA market may get interested in the Chargers now.
They already get the second game.
Yep.
On Championship Sunday.
Yep.
So the AFC has the late game.
Mm.
It's already been decided.
Yeah, it's 3:40 and 6.
Yep.
Yep.
So the NFC gets the first game, the AFC gets the second game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was flipped last year, right?
Because
we were doing pregame and we knew the Jags and Patriots.
That's right.
It was flipped last year.
Now, is that because of two East Coast teams?
I think they rotated.
Yeah.
I just think that's what it is. I think so. I could be wrong.
Let's go to Craig in Jersey. What's up, Craigie?
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, what's up, man?
How you doing, Craig?
What up, Craig?
What's up, guys? Yo, man, you guys do got the best show. You know that. John Ritchie, this morning, I mean, he's just a buzzkill right now. Sorry to say it.
Well, I mean, you do have to understand, Craig. He's a respected analyst.
Right, he's an analyst, man.
I see.
But I'm saying I'm on the Ike juice right now, so.
I feel you. Ben's missing.
It's all right. So what do you think on Sunday, Craig? Are you picking the Eagles because you're an Eagle fan, or are you picking the Eagles because you really believe?
You know what? I want to go with, just like he was making people pick, you know, if they would bet their life on it, I would bet my life on it. But I can tell you two reasons. One is I'm an Eagles fan. Two, we got the better team. We got the hype. Nobody can play like that. You guys got to agree. Like last year, like you were saying earlier, with the Patriots, nobody thought we were going to do that.
Nope. And there's still doubt. I mean, look at the point spread. Look at the national media. Look at all the people that are saying that more or less like, yeah, you know, Nick Foles is a nice story or whatever, but he can't do it again. All right, Lightning can't strike a second time. Oh, it's already striking a second time with Nick Foles. Or you know what, Craig? Maybe he's just a good quarterback. How about that?
Exactly. He's a beast.
All right.
He's 4-0. He's 4-0.
You get him.
In the playoffs.
I think it's
4-1, actually. But we honestly,
we got you, Craig. Yeah. 4-0 last year, this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, because he had the ironically, against Drew Brees, where he left the field with the lead.
Yep. Mike?
Anthony, Washington Township. What up, Ant?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
What up, Ant?
Hey, Ike, man, listen, I'm a fan, but I'm a little disappointed in who you'd rather face.
Mm-hmm.
The NFC Championship.
Why is that?
As an ex-player, ex-Eagle, what better way to reach the Super Bowl than to go in the jury world and beat the Cowboys on the biggest stage? There's no way the Eagles would go into jury world and get beat a third time this year by the Cowboys. Hands down, they go NFC Championship. With the Cowboys, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
But
meanwhile, the Cowboys are looking at like, we smacked this team up twice this year already. We got them a third time in an NFC Championship game. We're not afraid of them. So meanwhile, while you're all pumped up about the Eagles and what looks good in their favor, the Cowboys, who have actually beaten the Eagles twice, including down there, I mean, in a dominant fashion where they held the ball for 45 minutes, where they ran up and down the field, didn't necessarily score a ton of points, but holding the ball for 45 minutes. How do you think the Cowboys feel about playing the Eagles?
But the Cowboys' mentality, unfortunately, they're notorious.
You're speaking as a fan, Anthony.
They're notorious for being cocky, not confident.
Well, you sound so like you're the cocky one.
Going into that game is going to lead to the Eagles being confident to beat them. But one other thing real quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
The other caller, the Cowboy caller, the better storyline for the NFL is the Chargers and the Saints in the Super Bowl.
That's another good storyline, yep.
Being drafted by the Chargers, Phillip Rivers never winning a Super Bowl.
Yep. Dude, the NFL is great. They're going to find a way to make a story out of anything.
Yeah, he's right.
If you put the Chargers and the Saints in the Super Bowl, the storyline is former Charger Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers never made it to the Super Bowl. Like that will be the storyline they make it out of. Now, how many people care about it? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if the LA market. Remember, they couldn't sell out a soccer stadium for that team, and they didn't embrace it, and it was still like, you know, whatever, go find another city.
Well, you'll get the San Diego Charger fans jump right back on the bandwagon. Oh, yeah. They come right back. They're going to say, we're the real Charger fans.
I'm thinking from a strict rating standpoint, right? Uh-huh. Like, do people in San Diego watch because it's their team, or do they not watch because they're so ticked off that the team lost? I mean, they moved the team out of San Diego. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to feel a certain way about it. Even if that was your team, do you want to watch them in a Super Bowl where they're no longer San Diego?
Well, first of all, they moved out of there because there were fair weather fans in San Diego. So those diehard San Diego Charger fans are probably still LA Charger fans.
Well, I mean,
so if your team, just imagine if the Eagles left. Well, this is more of a, it's not the same. It's not the same example because this is a real sports city here. I don't view San Diego as a sports city. And so while they allowed the Chargers to leave, they wouldn't build them a stadium.
They wouldn't build them a stadium, yeah.
So they allowed them to leave. But the real diehard Charger fans, I would imagine, they're going to, if they see the Chargers go to the Super Bowl, they're going to say, that's my team. Like L.A., certainly L.A. isn't their team. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not their team.
Right.
So those San Diego fans would jump on.
Yeah.
You know, the Surfers.
Yeah.
Junior Seau fans.
I wonder who's got the Super Bowl this year?
Atlanta.
No, what network?
Oh.
Is it Fox?
CBS.
CBS has it, all right.
I say AFC. I hate when the Super Bowl is on CBS.
You don't like it?
I think our Super Bowl was on, were we on Fox or CBS?
Oh, I don't remember.
We were on Fox.
Fox, yeah, it was Buccaneers.
No, Collinsworth was in the booth for that one. No, we were on Fox the first time, NBC the second time.
Ah.
Hmm.
You said Collinsworth did that one, too?
It was Buck, Aikman, and Collinsworth that game.
Wow. Oh. All right.
I tell you, that's how long it's been since I've actually watched a TV copy.
Well, you weren't watching the game.
Well, I mean, I've seen the TV copy though.
Yeah,
I've seen it. It's been a while. Oh yeah, I've seen it a couple times.
I don't remember. I was out watching that game, so I can't tell you much about anything other than G. Lou getting that touchdown to bust the spread.
Right.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. And
that should have made some people happy.
It made me happy. And then the bookie went missing for about 5 weeks, and everybody wondered, where is this guy? Uh-oh, is he coming back? He came back.
Eventually.
Eventually.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.